My favorite verse in the gospel according to Matthew is 5:17, the first that we heard. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. The law was what we heard recently, the Ten Commandments and the laws in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. What Jesus was saying when he was talking to his brothers and sisters on the Mount of Sion, on the place where he was on the Sermon on the Mount, he was talking about the commandments as kind of the goal, like the rule, the law. If we think about that in our own lives, I think I mentioned this last weekend about the law, the first law to love God and put things before God. And everything we do, we have laws with them. Again, sports, music, education, doctors, nurses. There are laws to have the boundaries to do something. And again, we are called to be excellent. And so Jesus here is saying, I'm not here to abolish the law. That, in our language, that's still there. That's like the basics. But he says, I've come to fulfill. Again, excellence. Jesus came to give love, to serve. During Lent, again, we have the normal law, you know, when we're in our lives, not to sin, not to, you know, don't murder somebody, don't steal, don't lie, don't be jealous. Again, to put God first. Just like everything else we see in our lives. And then to go beyond the law or the boundaries or just the place, the ballpark or the court, or the field, that's just the basics. We want to be excellent. We want to be fulfilled that Jesus has called us. It's like an image today. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law. I've been reading recently several different prophets, kind of the small prophets, if you will, the minor prophets. And over and over and over, they've used, again, the word, which is Jesus. That God has told us that the word, the words of the Bible, will never be gone, even if the world is gone. And Jesus is teaching both the normal things to walk with Him, and then to be excellent. To love in our actions and service, and on the way to learn. To read the Bible, to listen to the Word. Because no matter where we are, or this building is gone, for instance, or our vehicle that's one day gone, there will always be something, God, and hear the word. The word that came not to abolish, but to fulfill.